Welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast, your number one opinion source for all things entertainment. Join host Marco Mazzola as he sounds off on the latest movies, TV, music, gaming, comic books, and more. Now, here's the man of the hour, Marco Mazzola.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast. I am, as always, your host, Marco Mazzola, and joined by our other host, Liz Mila. Hello, Mila.
Hello, hello.
And, of course, Larry.
Hey, hey.
How are you guys doing today?
Great. Peachy.
It's early. It is early on a, well, it's early on a Sunday for me.
Yeah.
It's noon today. We're going to do our episode 3 review of the Book of Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
Before I wanted to start doing that, I wanted just to hit out a couple of news, you know, just a bit of entertainment news, I think, going forward on our bonus episodes. Like we talked about, these are sort of timely. We put these out regularly, so we can do just a little bit of news. So, and we can discuss them just quickly. Obviously, we want to keep the bonus episodes short. But we had, obviously, a couple of deaths, some passings. Betty White. Betty White right before New Year.
Yep.
99 was a week, 2 weeks away.
Two weeks away
from her 100.
The year of 2022.
Unbelievable. Then they had a big celebration for her, like planned.
Oh, yeah.
Like the 100th birthday.
Big thing that was coming.
Who's pissed off now? She couldn't hold out another week.
My God.
I mean, really? Pull it together. No kidding. Well, obviously, they're just going to turn it into a tribute memorial type thing. They'll still rock it and just turn it that way. So, and then we had City Pontier.
That was huge.
It was.
And I was actually talking with other people about this. I didn't see, maybe it was just me, I didn't see a lot being talked about his death on like Facebook or the big on the social media. And I mean, that guy, he's been around forever.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of groundbreaking things when times they didn't do those kind of things. You know, he didn't, you know, having him be in some of these movies that he was in, you know, he was supposed to be like the typecast or it's like, hey, you know, you're an African-American guy and you're only going to have, you know, your role's going to be so limited. But he was like, no, I'm breaking barriers and I'm breaking walls. And, you know, and he did a lot of great things. And you know, yeah, so seeing his passing, I was kind of like, wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Did you have any sort of, Mila?
No.
I mean, he hasn't really been active for a very long time.
Right, I mean, he's been old, I guess.
Yeah,
for a very long time.
But not as old as Betty White.
Betty White's been old for a long time.
She kept doing
most of her life. She's been old. Like
she was, right to the end.
She's been active, yeah. I mean,
to the end, pretty much. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that was, again, shocking. And as they know, they generally come in threes. So then we had America's dad, Bob Saget.
Yeah.
That was the 56. That was a shocker.
That was surprising.
That was a shocker. That one really, that one took me by storm on that one. I did not get that one. Did not see that coming.
No, and he had just done a show in Florida, in Jacksonville.
Yep.
He tweeted out, like, right after the show, like, hey, you know, it was really, you know, great to be back out on stage and doing the whole stand-up thing. And then he had, and then he traveled to Orlando, because I guess that's where his next show was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where they, that's where he passed.
Yeah. I mean, just they found him in the hospital, in the hotel.
Yeah, in the hotel. Yeah.
Then they found him in the hospital after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was shocking. That was strange for that one. So it's been a rough beginning of the year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite memes, but going back to Betty White, is the one where, you know, you live 99 years on this earth and people still don't feel like it's enough.
Yeah.
Like, the whole earth collectively feels like it wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. And they're mad at you because it wasn't enough. So that was a strange one for me. So, all right. So that's our basically, you know, the rest in peace section. And next we have a few things going on. I know I got the Batman movie. Got a PG-13.
Your favorite movie, right?
No, I cannot. I do not want to go see this movie, which I probably won't. I'll probably skip it and wait till it comes out on streaming. And I'm, as we know, a massive Batman fan. But it got a PG-13 rating. Obviously, just, you know, sell more tickets and sell more toys. Yeah. At the end of the day, I mean, the toy stuff
really
is already flooding.
It really seemed like it was going to be a rated R movie.
Yeah,
especially with the like edgy.
Yeah, view maybe of it. Maybe they'll do like a director's cut on the Blu-ray or something like that. We'll have the R rating on, like, you know, that will have the theatrical release and the director's cut, something like that. But at the end of the day, where like box office numbers just aren't what they used to be, because with the pandemic, it's safer. They're running the safe route of like, we need to get more bodies in the seat and more people will see it because they'll be able to bring their kids to it if it's PG-13.
Right, but how much of a change from PG-13? Like, I'm kind of naive to that. Like, what is the biggest difference? Like, what's the change between PG-13 and rated R?
I think there's a certain level of, like, death.
Violence?
More, certainly, like, nudity.
Yeah. Grittier.
Gritty, yeah. Any violence, swearing, and nudity, things like that is basically where their levels change. But that's actually a good question. I'd have to look it up and see where they actually draw the line, what their requisitions are.
Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but have anybody talked to, like, freshmen in high school?
I'm absolutely sure
that's happening. So.
I know a few freshmen in high school and can confirm it's just still stuff. I mean, stuff still happening.
They get a PG-13 because of the swears and nudity. I'm like, we might as well just go on with it.
That bumps into me. Like, I've always had an issue with the rating system compared to, like, when you go to the movies. So, you know, it's PG-13. You have to be 18 to go see a rated R movie. Is that correct?
Yes.
But you have to be 13 to pay an adult ticket.
I think 17.
So you're an adult when it comes to the money. When you're 13, you pay for an adult ticket.
Oh,
but you're not an adult until you're 18, so you can't see an adult movie.
I'm paying an adult ticket.
Right, I'm paying an adult ticket. I should be able to go see an adult movie. Absolutely, no, I'm with you. That's always bumped in. I get it. It's the, you know, the movie house versus the rating system. I get it, but it's still like it's like the hot dogs and, you know, hot dog buns. You get 12 hot dogs, 8 buns. You know what I mean? So you have to buy a whole shitload of them to make it come out even. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. So That's just that. All right, so the Batman, again, got its PG-13 rating. I had some other stuff. The notes didn't seem to come with me as well.
They were shelved in your brain.
They were shelved in my brain, absolutely right. I had some other things. So if I remember them during the talk of this podcast or at the end.
Reach in the back, you'll find it.
I'll burn it out.
Out of nowhere, it comes out. What are you talking about?
Lemonhead, what? just letting things out randomly. All right, so let's get into it. We will do more, and I will have more organized notes for the next one as well. That one just kind of stuck with me on the Batman thing because, again, like I said.
I'm sure we'll get into that one when it
Oh, yeah.
Because I already have my own opinions, like prejudged opinions about that movie, and I'm just like, I'll wait.
I have my lack thereof opinions of it until it comes out and I see it and I go, I think it was the best movie. No, I'm just kidding. No.
That will be me.
I think we all see that coming, Mila. I think we all know that's going to be
awesome. Oh, my God. I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is the best movie ever to come out on theater. You guys are overreacting.
Look at that bat suit. Look at that. Look at those
I want
villains.
There to be a Tumblr. I want there to be Bane. Jesus. No.
That Riddler looks on
point. I'm just
going
to live it.
I'm losing.
The best Riddler costume ever to see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. By far.
We're all looking forward to that podcast,
Batman.
Mila. Thank you so much. All right.
I'm just getting out there now.
Just put it out there. Get everybody ready when you see that coming. All right. So shall we talk about Book of Boba Fett?
Let's go.
Let's.
All right. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Larry, get him.
All right. First and foremost, I'm tired of the timing. This is a Disney show. I understand.
Oh, the 38 minutes, you mean?
It's 38 minutes.
Oh, my God, yeah. I was like, really?
It's like 38.
Is that short?
38 and change runtime.
That's the total time, but that includes the credits.
Exactly. And I was just going to get to it. So I watched it again this morning, right, which is Sunday. So
did you time it, Larry?
You better believe I did.
I knew it.
I stopped it when we saw our first flashback. I stopped it when the chase scene started.
So, Larry, you basically played a drinking game by yourself.
By myself, right.
That's fine. Watching Book of Boba Fett. Got it.
That seems like a great time. Great way to pass the time.
There are definitely things I loved about this. There are definitely things I didn't like about this. One of the biggest craws is the timing. I'm getting tired of these short episodes. Yeah. And the way that I look back at it is, if you could have a show like Invincible and The Boys, if there's enough content to put an hour straight, action-packed, every episode, why is Disney not doing this?
I'm going to look it up, but I'm pretty sure they had more episodes in the season than this is supposed to.
The Boys had 8.
Okay.
This has 7.
Right, so you have one less episode with a half the runtime.
You should be pushing some of that.
There should be a lot more happening per episode if it's that short.
You should be packing 60 minutes easy.
Easily. Now, I understand the whole character development. Like, we want to see kind of what's been going on.
Yeah.
We saw that for the first 2 episodes. It's time to, like, start getting some things in. Like, can we do stuff? Mm-hmm. Or are we just going to walk around?
I mean, it's Star Wars, for God's sakes. There's so much that can be happening.
Yeah.
And we're just not seeing as much happen as should be going on in this world. It's almost like hyper-focused. You're seeing 5 minutes of the day, and that's it. It's 5 minutes of his day, and that's we move on. Credits. Like, is there not more going on in this person's life and their lives?
Flashbacks. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, the flashbacks take up another 5 to 10 minutes, and then the day is done.
Yeah, I really like when they do like take their time with things and develop a character, develop a story, make me attached to characters and stuff like that. I appreciate that. This is not that case because they're not doing it all that well.
Right, they're not really developing anything.
The thing is, there's not even that much character building they're doing. Like he's always the same stoic guy. Like, what more character can you build?
Every episode we need to do this.
It's not like we're seeing what's going on in his mind.
Yeah.
It's not anywhere in there. It's like, okay, I guess they're dead now. The Tusken Raiders are dead now. And
spoiler alert. No, I'm just kidding. If you listen to this, look, it's already been spoiled.
It's Sunday. This came out on Wednesday.
And then and then he goes, okay. And then walks to the nearest city or something. And I'm like, all right.
A lot of walking. This is Lord of the Rings in space. This is a lot of walking.
That's kind
of
how I'm feeling.
It's a lot of walking.
There's a lot of walking.
Yeah. Nine hours of short people walking.
Me personally, I'm going to follow Amy's suggestion of giving these actual ratings. I'm going to say 2.5 mics out of 5.
2.5 mics out of 5. Okay.
Maybe 3.
Well, basically, did you hear that one, Amy? We kind of discussed that. Like, every episode, we change the rating system. Like, it's apples and bananas. It's horses. And you know what I mean? Like, we haven't decided on what the rating. So, mics is fine. We can do mics. So, it's like, out of 5 mics, how many mics would you give this?
Sometimes I might need 10, though.
No, you don't need 10.
I need a more specific thing.
You can figure out 5.
All right, 5. I'd give it like a honestly. This third episode,
you can go half mics. You can half mics.
It did actually forward some things, though.
What did it for? I'm not disagreeing with you, but describe that. What are you talking about?
Like, there are things happening with the Fets, lack thereof happening with the Fets.
You mean the Huts?
The Huts. My bad. That's Boba Fett.
They're chickening out and leaving.
Yeah, and I'm like, I guess the Fett, the hobo, the those guys, the big slugs, huts, the big huts, slug folks. Big I don't know why. Folks. I don't know. I can't grab huts, but like, they're. Ben and Eileen, I guess they're gone.
The Dover twins.
Well, the Tusken Raiders are gone for one thing. So then,
we killed off the Tusken Raiders.
Well, so then we can actually forward with the backstory.
Which I had issues with. I don't know about you. I don't know how they got taken out so easily, but
yes.
They're some pretty badass fighters. And how big was the gang? And they might have had guns, but sort of the Tusken Raiders.
Tusken Raiders. You know what? Thinking back on it, there's not a lot that actually happened here.
It happened, but we didn't see it happen.
It happened on screen. I mean,
he goes, and obviously it took time to get to where he was going to, and he comes back, and they're still smoking. You know, it's basically Uncle Ben and Aunt Beru toasting in the corner. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was hoping there to be at least someone to be alive and go, like, I don't know, sign what happened.
Something happened, yeah.
You know?
He saw the graffiti on their tent, so he knew who it was.
He knew it was them. And the question, you know, how big is this gang? They have to be pretty big because the Pikes were already paying them for protection, right?
Right.
We get that kind of information.
Yeah.
That they're like, listen, we have no problem paying protection to cross. We're already paying, so you guys figure that out.
Here. We're not double dipping.
Right. Yeah, so they had to be big to take out that little tribe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
We've just never seen that. We've only seen three or four guys at a time. Those are the ones that Boba took care of. Yeah, we've only seen like
four guys
four.
on an air bike, speeder bike. Yep, and then just zoom away.
So now we know why he's pissed.
Yeah. So obviously now we got to get more flashbacks on that and the revenge and how he takes care of them, where he gets to. We get that. Okay, I'm down for that. Some of the things I did like, I guess I'll swing on that one for a second. I liked the cameos.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Stephen
Root as the Jimmy James as the water seller, the water broker, if you will. Yep. That was pretty cool. I liked Danny Trejo. Obviously, we'll get more of him since he's taking care. He's the new Rancor keeper.
Yeah, so
he'll be able to help.
I like him just in everything.
He's great. Awesome. I'm like, look at that. It's Danny Trejo.
We need a character.
We need an angry Mexican.
Did you guys catch, for a second, there was from The Mandalorian, that old the woman mechanic?
Yes, walking by with her little droids. Yeah.
Yeah, so we see
the spikes with the helmets on it.
Yep.
That was a cool little callback to Mandalorian. And she's walking behind with her mechanic.
I didn't catch her, but I like the little the little mech droid.
Yeah, so when he saw the spear. When you see the spikes with the helmets on, yeah. She's in the background.
Okay.
Yeah. With the little droids walking behind her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a cool little flashback.
Yeah.
That was a callback, I should say. Cool. That was fun. I did enjoy that. Yeah, so I liked that. I liked Danny Trejo. I think we're going to get some more out of him. Although, yeah. And Larry, we talked about this offline. I'm not 100% sold. He's on the up and up. I have to see more.
Yep.
First of all, it's Danny Trejo, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But second of all, like, it's like, why do you use him to be like the super sweet, nice guy? This will be like, there's the first time they've done that.
I know, right?
Yeah, I got to think about
it. Like, you know what I mean?
He was in The Flash, and he kind of had that, but he was introduced as like
but he was a villain at first. Yeah, he was kind of like,
and then it was like, no, he's just worrying about his daughter.
He was a good guy. He was just like almost like a dimension cop, like a multiverse cop, basically, who brought like people who would jump universes back. But he was a shit. Like he was.
Yeah,
he
but
was,
he's never badass. Opened like, as a good like, person.
Nice. He was a bounty hunter essentially, but he wasn't a nice one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He just did things his own way.
His own way.
Yeah.
He basically was the Boba Fett. He was like the most feared bounty hunter of the multiverse.
Oh.
Who would like take people? You know, people who would jump
and people are afraid of him.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
he's Danny Trejo.
Not anymore. Yeah. But now it's now we have Boba Fett. Ain't nobody afraid of him. Yeah.
Nobody's afraid of Boba Fett.
Nobody's afraid of the most feared bounty hunter.
I'm just the caretaker of this big beast.
Okay, so now he's a big caretaker of a new Rancor who he wants to ride, which is pretty cool. Actually, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I dig that. I think
so.
That's cool.
Little, and I don't know if you guys know this. The backstory I saw on the Jabba's palace.
Lore.
Do you know what's going on with Jabba's palace? Like where it used to be a monastery, basically, like monks owned it.
Oh,
so continuing on, they were obsessed basically with preserving the brain, like the knowledge. So you know those spiders that walk through every once in a while, they have the brain? That's them. They basically took their brains and put them in those spiders.
Okay.
And we saw that all the way back in Jedi when C-3PO and R2-D2 walk through the palace, when they come underneath the doors, and the spider, that giant one, walks across, and they're like, oh my God, and he runs away.
That's one of them. So I'm glad you brought that up, because this morning when I was watching it, I thought the same thing. Like, the show opens up with that
spider
it's not an organic spider, and that's when I was like, that's like a mech spider. Like, what is that?
It's the monks who put their brains in them.
Oh, wow.
To preserve their brains,
I did not. I looked right past that. Yeah. I was like.
So you see them every once in a while. This wasn't the first time we saw them. And even in Boba Fett, they happened in one of the other episodes.
Okay.
But just a little backstory on that. Just so you have a little context.
Lore.
There.
So love Star Wars
these
lore.
Weird mech spiders are walking through with brains.
Now I know why there's mech spiders running around in the desert.
With brains in their bellies.
And it's brains.
Observe.
Yep. So pretty cool there. All right. So we see, again, we open up and he's. Right, we're in the, now I lost it again. I just had it in my head.
The desert.
He was in the desert. But we know.
No.
On a planet,
that is
roughly.
One thing. We'll go into that. Before we go into the whole thing of what happened, the show is like, when you compare it, if you want to compare it, which maybe you don't, to Mandalorian, right? Because it's a offshoot of Mandalorian, right? Mandalorian took place over a lot of different planets and a lot of different scenery. This is all in the desert.
This whole thing
is one
sand.
Rock, one dry
it's
rock.
One neighborhood.
How beautiful.
It's one neighborhood.
It's one neighborhood.
Yeah, he barely looks like he's going through a lot of Mos Espa. He's just like in one little corner.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
especially when he's on the, what's it called? The big horned yak looking thing.
The Wampa? No, not the Wampa. No,
that's not a Wampa. That's
the Bantha.
The Bantam.
Bantam. Yeah, when he's going on that, it's like, he doesn't, breaks a sweat maybe because it's hot, but it's barely, it doesn't seem like all that much.
It's just, it's a giant,
It's not, like, maybe elephant, it's a few it's a, hours, yeah. But
woolly
like,
mammoth?
It's a woolly mammoth, I mean, that
woolly, a woolly yak.
It's a giant, woolly yak, not mammoth. As with friendly, horns.
Big
horn.
It's a big thing.
It's a giant
big horn yak, I'd say. Big horn desert yak.
Snuffy. He calls him Snuffy.
There we go.
He calls him Snuffy.
So yeah, I mean, the episode opens
Mr. Whiskers,
Exactly.
I mean, the episode opens up with, him, he's eating food or whatever. He's having this big meal. And then the guy, so that's, he's just kind of hanging out, being like the king, whatever. The guy comes in, says, hey, people are stealing my water. You need to go have a word with them.
Yeah, Jimmy James.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I'll have a word with them. He goes back
also
into
his. Also Milton from the Office Space.
Yes.
He's the guy who wanted the swing lines.
He goes in, so he goes through that. Then he goes into his band, the little tank, and that's where our first flashback. And then we have the big giant Wookiee comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Opens it up, starts kicking the shit out of
him. Oh, that was awesome.
Then it takes the high school dropouts to say
that's what the after school special, right? High school dropouts.
Yeah, that's funny. I, my opinion on them, I liked the idea of like cyborg like gang.
Yeah,
I was like, that looks sick. And I was like, why do they look so
live action for in Star Wars? I kind of feel like that, but yeah, I could be wrong.
And I was like, oh, wow, they just look like, you know, exactly high school dropouts. They even have the style of like a high school dropout. I'm like, wait, how did you get kids. What
very
kind of
steampunk?
Where did you get that? Like,
steampunk emo,
with the brightly colored speeder bikes.
The Ninja Turtle speeder bikes that they have, because they're all different colors. You have your blue, your orange.
The blue, orange, yellow, green. Yeah. They all kick the shit out of them.
Yeah, it's like, they're basically like Power Rangers.
Pretty much.
They're like Star Wars Power
Rangers. Exactly, yeah.
Pretty much.
Teen. Yeah,
did you think it was kind of weird? Like, he goes there to stop them from stealing and then easily just hires them as, like, muscle? Yep. Like, that seemed a little strange. So this was written by Jon Favreau and directed by Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like it was as strong for those two.
Is it the whole thing written by Jon Favreau, though?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, like,
and
90%.
Robert Rodriguez is on it a lot
right,
as well.
So it's like, it's kinda their, I kind of say it's their story. Right
now, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like Filoni doesn't have as much to do with this one. He seems like he's still, like, he's dealing with Mandalorian more. Mm-hmm. Like, he's in there as, like, an executive producer or something like that.
Kind of just a watchful eye.
Yeah, he's not really much into the actual story itself. Like, I've never seen his name on the writing credit or he hasn't directed. Maybe one of the, obviously, we still have, four episodes left?
Four episodes left.
So maybe,
four?
Maybe,
really?
Yeah, there's only seven.
Jesus.
So maybe he's in one of the first. Maybe that's why. Because, obviously, Mandalorian was super strong, but he had a lot of hand in Mandalorian. It was, like, two of them. A lot of writing and some directing and things like that.
I mean, maybe he's keep a watchful eye just to kind of keep it chronologically ordered, so he's like, you know, timeline wise, he's keeping an eye on this. And so when he goes into season three of Mandalorian, if they want to cross, they can kind of reference different points.
But it just feels like, what would happen?
What are they
going
to go to Tatooine? As long as it has nothing to do with Tatooine.
I know, really. I've got to get him off this world because it's driving me crazy. But it's just not as, I mean, not to say colorful, it's just not as interesting.
Yeah.
It's just desert rock.
The best thing that came out of Tatooine was Anakin.
Yeah.
Why do we need to go back there?
Yeah. And he already killed all the, you know, he killed a whole bunch of sand people. Sure. We've seen that. You know, so it was a little rough. I thought it was a little rough. Yeah, no kidding. Solved. So we get the twins back again. They're there to basically, you know, pick up, you know, not even pick up their Wookiee. They could care less. Like, you captured him. Great, good for you. Let him go. Send him back.
Like,
sell him back.
Sell him back to the gladiators.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Yeah. And they wanted to give a tribute, which I still think is weird. Like, they're leaving.
They're leaving,
They're leaving, supposedly. They're leaving, Tatooine, and they're giving a Rancor tribute. I don't know.
I thought they were going to give him, like, a rat or something, or, like, a few rats.
I thought they were
going to
tell him, F you, we're out of here.
But
the, like
at best, as, like, a haha, like, I spit in your face before I go. But then it was like, nah, here's a huge beast that will be loyal to you for the rest of your life. And you're like, damn, really?
Yeah, well, that was
thanks,
nice of you.
I guess.
But,
ooh, the Hutts turned nice at the end. Like, who knew?
You know, as we're talking, right, we talked a little bit about this offline. You know, clearly they're Hutts, right?
As they are.
They're gang. They're mobsters. There's always a plan. Mm. And now I'm thinking, they gave their Rancor, and Dane Trey was like, oh, yeah, you know, they imprint on the first human that they see. Maybe that's just a whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe that was just like a line, so the Rancor could actually see this guy for the first time and go, that's my ultimate target, is to kill him.
Yeah,
I was thinking
that.
When Danny Trejo was like, he'll be back.
Yeah.
I was kind of like,
the way he said it, it could go either way.
Yeah.
He could be pacifying it, like, don't be upset. He's now your owner. He'll be back. Don't get sad.
Right.
Yeah. This was a lot of, like, he was talking a lot about
the emotions
that Rancor
they're deeply emotional creatures.
Yeah. We've never seen that. Although, that's not necessarily true, because they were in the Bad Batch. There was an episode that dealt very much with the Rancors, and there was like a baby one, like a small one. And it was a little emotional, but it was a baby. It was young. But so was this one.
So this one's a calf, right?
This one's a calf. It's not quite a baby, but it's smaller than like the giant one we saw in Jedi.
Right.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe it is. But that'll be the fun.
It really could go anyway, honestly.
That's like one interesting part that I'm looking forward to finding out. Like,
the Rancor and Danny Trejo.
That's it. I wanted to see what happens. We'll see what happens. We'll catch it. But, you know, I'm still interested in seeing the rest of the
I'm kind of upset the Wookiee's gone, though.
I don't think he's gone.
I think he's going to come back.
I think he
comes back. Because I thought he was interesting.
You're right.
That's a cool character.
I absolutely think you're right.
I was like,
wow, how badass. All right, peace.
Yeah. Like, for them to bring him in, introduce him the way that they did, and then just let him leave. Like,
right.
Like, even he said, it was kind of funny too, like that part when Boba was like, you know, hey, I get it. It's business. We're all good though. I got no beef with you. You don't have to worry about me. And then like the kind of like subtlety that he kind of like looked around. He was like, are you serious?
Yeah, just leave? I just go now.
I just go.
He's like, here's some life advice as a bounty hunter.
And then he runs. Yeah. And then he just runs. And I'm like,
he does just kind of run off like a little, like, tail of his legs.
Yeah, it's like, all right, to where?
Like, you're in the middle of the desert.
He went to town.
And we don't really quite, and I'd have to look this up. I don't even know there is a design on, like, how far away from the town is the palace.
Well, you can't really see it.
It's about...
But you look out of the palace, I'd say. You've seen, like, out exterior shots of the palace. You don't see much. You don't see it off in the distance. Like, oh, it's over there.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Maybe because there's so much higher, and they're just slower than they are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for me to believe that people carried the huts that far without...
No, collapsing and dying.
I mean, like...
under their weight and exhaustion and lack of water.
And I seriously doubt that Boba walked that far.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to take the walkthrough. I get it. Yeah. But come on, dude. He didn't walk that
again,
far.
It doesn't seem all that far away.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's not like when he's walking from the, like, especially from the raiders to the town, it didn't look like he had... all that much supply to bring.
It's a quick jog.
It looked like it was the same day, honestly.
It's like running the pond.
Yeah, that's all.
Right, yeah.
There you go. So, all right, so maybe it isn't that far away. Hopefully not, because like you said, that's a long walk. The ship is too big. If I walk, the movie will be over. So, that is something we have to do one day, by the way. We have to do a Spaceballs review. We absolutely have to do it since we're doing
Star Wars. I'm surprised that didn't come up. Like, as
that
a could thought.
Be a good. I'm gonna have to watch that one again though, because it's been forever.
Yeah, there's a tangent. You know? So yeah, we definitely have to do it. I'll put it on the list. We'll have to do a Spaceballs.
Put that on the list before we get into a tangent.
Too late. So we're down. We're in it. So the episode then takes us back to, because the Hutts basically say the mayor is still pulling this. He's basically aligning with the Pikes, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he just says that because they don't know exactly. They just said that. The mayor has promised another group this area. So like, well, wait a minute.
We know who we're talking about. So
wait,
who are that
group?
The Pikes, they're the Spice Runners.
Yeah, who are the Pikes?
They're the people that were on the train.
Oh!
So their main thing is they run Spice. They're the Spice Runners.
Oh, okay.
It's all about the drugs.
It's always the drugs. That's their thing.
Yeah.
And you know, from watching some of the animated, like if you watch the Clone Wars, they talk about the Spice Runs and the Pikes really towards the end of that. They really get into it.
Yeah, and that's where it was in Solo when they go to the, you know what I'm saying, where they go to the mining colony.
Yeah, the mining colony. Yeah.
That's where there's mining of spice.
Okay.
So so we go back to the mayor's place and he's not there.
No.
His little domo guy, whatever. That guy's a pain in the ass. I can't stand him. Shoot that guy. He's there trying to not let them see him, avoid the whole subject, and they bust their way in.
Yeah. Because he locks the door and he takes off.
Yeah.
Because
we needed Larry's favorite thing in movies and TV.
A crappy chase scene. Yep.
The one redeeming part of the chase scene.
Was them crashing through the Beaufort picture, which I actually paused today just to look at it.
I paused twice. The painting that they went through from Jedi.
Yeah.
We see Jabba and Boba behind him and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool. Yeah. Like, all right. A little nod to the fans. Yeah.
That was cool.
Within a ridiculous chase scene.
Yeah. And as someone who loves chase scenes.
Our Power Rangers are jumping on their bikes, jumping over things and trying to land on him and catch him. When Boba could have just jetpacked onto his car.
Exactly. Yeah. And he proves he could have just done that too. And you're like, are you kidding me?
You could have just done that at the beginning. Why
were you jetpacked onto him and shot the land speeder down? Like, all right, cut it out.
Could have just shot him.
Yeah.
Just shoot him.
You'd like a million. You could have used the missile that you have.
And Fennec could have done literally anything. Fennec's got a sharpshooter. She's a sharpshooter. She got a sniper rifle. She could have picked him up while he tried to drive away.
Well, I mean, it didn't look like they wanted to kill him, so they didn't necessarily.
Car off.
Yeah,
you could have picked the car off.
You could have like shot his shoulder or something. Especially she could have done it because she's a sharpshooter again.
Yeah,
there are so many things that could have happened that didn't.
I know.
Yes,
I mean when.
But we needed the chase scene, Larry.
We needed the chase scene
because we needed to get to 38 minutes.
My God,
and we had to fill the time somehow. And God forbid we use it for something useful.
Not with good story, a useless chase scene.
And I'm just so tired of the chase scenes now because like the chase.
And where the hell was he going?
Who knows? He was going around in circles.
Yeah. He was going around the town exactly.
Yeah. You know,
doing laps.
Small Tatooine town.
That I hate about chase scenes, and I want to make this abundantly clear. It's not that I don't like a chase scene. Like, I like a good chase scene. Mm-hmm. But when you use it as your quote-unquote action scene, yeah. now it becomes a filler.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, mm-hmm. they chased the train down. They chased the car down again. And other shows that we've reviewed on this, it's chase scenes after chase scene after chase
yep.
scene.
Every episode has
and
a
I blame
chase
it all on some Fast stuff. And the Furious yeah, because Hawkeye that whole movie is nothing but a yeah. chase scene.
Yeah. Hawkeye so, had the chase scene.
Yeah, so it's like yep. everybody now relies on the chase scene for the action filler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you just kick the shit out of somebody?
Yeah.
That would be a good yeah. filler.
No, we had
see,
one
the thing is,
I with the ninjas in the first one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love chase scenes. Like I'm a sucker for a good chase scene. It's also for me. It's the fact that these aren't very good chase scenes. Mm. The
no,
train chase
great.
Scene is good. The first, like, in the first episode with, like, Fennec chasing the guys, I'm like, all right, like, that's pretty neat. But, like, also, but with this one, it's like, this is not a good chase scene. Like,
so,
today. It's
so let's
just
take
not
it out then.
Good.
What is your, and Larry, give me one of yours, what is your favorite chase scene in anything? Anything. Any chase scene you've ever seen?
Ooh.
Oh, my mind just went to Mad Max Fury Road.
There you go. It's a good chase scene.
It's a good chase yeah. scene. Good chase scene.
That's good for me.
The Italian Job?
Which one? Remake or the original?
I'm going to go original.
I like
the
Michael
Caine. I like the original.
The cool thing about the remake, though, is that they do it with the minis. And
yes,
that was
Mini Coopers,
so
yes.
cool. I was like,
that
wow.
That was cool.
I'm going to drive through a house
That's,
with a little Mini Cooper.
That was cool, yeah.
I'm going to go in your wheelhouse. I like 89 Batman.
Yeah.
The chase scene that they do, like, mm-hmm. when whether it's the Batwing getting all the balloons,
yeah.
where did he get these beautiful toys? Yeah. Or the chasing of him driving through them, them chasing him up the...
With that most ridiculous turn that he helps with the grappling hook. And even I yes. can say that was so ridiculous, but I love it.
But it's that was so very comic.
Camp.
That was
yeah,
very
was
comic
totally,
book campy. Right?
Love, I love comic book campy and anything. I love campy and anything.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree.
I mean, again... For me, those are chase scenes, right? The ones that were just, those were chase scenes that had a meaning. There was something, there was more body behind it, right?
Yeah. yeah.
This
more
guy driving
stink,
in circles
you know?
And just hitting things. I'm like, you suck.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then to boot, one of them has the spike on his foot.
Yeah.
It took me to the third time to realize that he wasn't just kicking.
Yeah.
His leg was a piston. So from the knee down, it was a piston that was puncturing. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
watch,
pretty
see,
cool.
I like, I think the cyborg just, people, I think they have cool abilities.
Yeah, the school special games.
Yeah.
The high
like
school dropouts,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah. They're kind of cool. They just seem kind of lame right now.
Well,
I'd like to see them in a, like,
they,
I mean, just,
they were pretty cool, but he needs a gang.
Yeah.
Like we talked about
yeah.
that. He needs people. Like I don't know who he's got. Like the
I
war
hope he
is
uses
coming.
Them more.
Da, da,
I hope
da.
You see the more of them.
But
for it, me.
You can kind of understand where like nobody kind of respects him because he has no power.
He,
and he has no muscle to do anything
yeah.
with. So like if you just get pissy with him, like what's he gonna do?
He's yeah. gonna hire
Meanwhile,
you.
The Pikes
he's
have like a,
yeah,
an
right.
army.
He's gonna hire
the
you.
Pikes come and they've got the guy goes at least 12. Like he's got they've
right.
got an army.
Yeah.
You know, and again, you have the high school dropouts that. They're not afraid of him, but what's the worst thing that they did? They stole water. Wait, let me get this straight. You're going to war with some like real badass mafia guys,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to war with people who steal water.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, with the bad news bears.
Although,
thank you.
And then hopefully a Rancor, maybe.
Maybe.
You get to ride him.
If Danny Trejo doesn't, you know, sideswipe us and go, aha,
some shady
you fools.
Shit, which I still think he's going to do.
Hopefully
and
they're
then we go
not be arrested anymore.
And him. Like, there's not a lot on his side.
Yeah. There's not. That was kind of my point. There's just not a lot of muscle behind him, so he doesn't really have a lot of weight to throw around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To be the main guy. You know what I mean?
And I'm sorry. He needs to kill somebody.
I know. At some point, he's
going
to have
to die.
Lay somebody out.
Someone has to die.
Like, you know, I get the whole thing. Like, he wants to lead with respect and not fear. I completely get that. But if you look at the last
it's
two.
It's not working.
It's not working. Right. Yeah. So, like, if you look at the last two guys that ran it, nobody messed with Jabba because he was just like, I don't like the way you did your hair today. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah,
I'm going to
fear
to my Rancor. Right?
Yeah. Cut of your jib. You're gone.
Right. Nipatuna, he knew that he wasn't forceful like that. So he played the shrewd business guy going, okay, listen, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to split everything up. And every family is going to have its own little set.
Yeah, you run this, you run
you that. You run that, you run that, you run that. You guys kick into me, and then we'll all kick to the mayor. And that's why the mayor was just like, yeah, what, I just want to get rich.
Mm-hmm.
But even when
Bib Fortuna was, so then you saw Boba come in and kill him, it still seemed like he had like a crowd behind him.
Right, no, he was still respected.
But there was people there, not people, but there was like,
right.
there was creatures there. There was beings in the palace. Like,
right.
Dude, it's just him and Fennec and the Oompa Loompas.
And
the skinny little white robot. Like, that's it. Now he's got the after school special.
Right.
He's got the Bad News Bears with him. Like, that's it.
Yeah. Because
that's why I'm hoping the Wookiee comes back.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
When? When's he gonna come back? In episode six?
Probably episode seven. Probably gonna keep it real.
They better do something quick. Yeah. Real fast.
Go, oh, look. And he like kills someone. And you go, okay. And then you move on.
Maybe that's the guy. You sends him out to go kill people.
Yeah, it's gonna be the bonus up, you know, the bonus scene.
It's
after.
Gonna be a deleted scene.
The end credits.
There better be any deleted scenes. All the scenes better just be in it. Put the damn scenes in the show. You have plenty of time.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I know we're beating that dead horse, but it does aggravate me. Like these shows,
38 minutes full of nothing.
You have no commercials to worry about, and you have no like, oh, we had to fill the 8 o'clock, but we had to be off by 9 o'clock for the 9 o'clock show time slot. Right. You could make every episode 2 hours if you wanted to. Who cares? Obviously, you're not going because that's a movie, but you can make them 45 minutes. You can make them 50. You can make them 60 minutes on the dot if you want to.
Yeah.
And people will watch it as long as you have a strong story.
But so far.
That kind of seems like maybe that's why they're not that long, because the story is not as strong as it could be. It's certainly not as strong as Mandalorian, because pretty much all the Mandalorian episodes were longer.
Right.
Yeah, they're all in the 40s.
And there was a lot of stuff in the Mandalorian.
There was a lot of
stuff.
Every episode
had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, introducing other characters that maybe if you just watched the movies.
We had a fleshed out villain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like almost like right from the beginning. Like we knew, you know, almost, you know, from the beginning, from the jump, we knew who was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and it took to the first season that we really got to see Giancarlo Esposito. But, you know what I mean? Like even the other villains that were kind of like the background guys were still a little more fleshed out than we're seeing now.
Yeah.
We thought the Huts would be, but they're gone. They're leaving. They're jumping ship.
Yeah, they're gonna wait for the dust to settle, then what? Take over after that?
Yeah, I mean, that is shrewd business. Let everybody kill them each other.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking that they're doing anyway.
That
was always my thought. Because for them to be like, you know, you don't come in and make a presence like that, like, hey, we're taking over because this is our...
And just turn around and leave.
And then like, you know what? There's a lot of shit going on here. We're just gonna bounce. Like, wait a minute. You are the Huts. You have a whole planet of you bastards.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that...
Not sending more?
You're not... Right.
You two are leaving. You're not just going to send more.
Right. Yeah. I think that that's their play. They're just going to wait to see.
Yeah.
Let the dust settle and go, all right, now that you're all beat up,
now
we're going to come in and take you over.
It'd be such an easy move for them to
Of course. Like, and that's kind of what the Huts do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but I expect that. And again, it's just they have these characters that if you watch some of the other stuff, you expect certain things out of them. And this is what I was talking about at the beginning with Boba. It's like you expect something out of Boba. And I get it. Character development, story development. It's episode 3 and it was 38 minutes. There's nothing developing.
Nope.
No, there's not. And I don't. And I think a lot of people are feeling that way. They don't necessarily like the way he is developing, even for what little they're doing.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? He's just,
inkling of development that's happened to his character so far.
He spent time with the Sand People and basically became like, you know, the Zen Buddhist monk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just happy with everybody, and I'm just pacified because they
kind of
were.
I even jumped on board
they
with
were.
That.
Like, right? that section of Tusken Raiders were kind of like that. We just kind of like, we do our thing, and we kind of hide, and we leave everybody alone, and we don't really, unless they come into our territory.
Yeah.
But we just kind of like,
they just had their own little
thing.
Civilization there.
And that's it. So he's kind of turned that cheek of like, I don't have to kill. I don't have to. We went from the most feared bounty hunter to just a pacifist monk.
So, a pacifist monk going, I'm going to be a crime boss and rule by respect.
That's what
everybody
I'm wondering.
Will, you know?
If he changed so much as far as like the whole Buddhist monk, what was your drive to become the crime boss? Why'd you walk in and go, I know I've been hanging out and kind of like leveled out,
chilling,
but now I'm going to be a crime boss.
Yeah.
I would have much preferred if he just, you know, walked the sands of time and
kung fu.
Basically,
he became Kwai Chang, and that was it.
If you go, but
stole the part
from
Bruce Lee and just call it a day.
Why not?
Exactly.
Done.
You could have told me more on the story that he was going to be vengeful. He's going to kill the guys that killed the Tusken Raiders. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
If that was your sole purpose, why did you show me all that just for him to come to Mos Espa? Go, I'm going to be crime lord. Unless he feels that those guys, which we don't know yet. Maybe along the storyline, we're going to find out that they were sent or they were working for somebody that's on Mos Espa. So that's why he's trying to get to them eventually. It's a
that
long way to
the
get
whole,
there.
That could be the long con. Right, exactly. He's doing this to take them out. Because maybe they are part of what's happening in the war that's coming here. Because we've only seen them in the past.
Right.
We haven't seen them in the present yet, right? As far as I remember, we have not seen any hide nor hair of them in the current.
Nope.
So, well, I would imagine that's, you know, you can't lay that much background with them without bringing them into into the present.
Right.
You can't just stay in the past like that.
Yeah.
There has to be a reason.
Yeah.
We're spending so much time with them. So there it is. All right. So you gave it, I'm sorry. Did you say, well, how many mics?
Out of five?
Out of five mics.
I'd give this episode a 2.5 best.
Maybe we should call them rants.
No.
I'm gonna rant. No.
No, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work for you?
Like 2.5 rants? That doesn't make sense.
Okay, that's fine.
We rant a lot.
We do.
Yeah, this whole thing's a rant. You can't like.
That's fine.
You can rate a rant, but you can't
shit on my idea.
Rant.
That's fine.
You know? Rant a rant.
Doesn't make sense.
It's fine. Shit on my idea. It's okay.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Put it in your hat. I will continue shitting on my idea.
I know.
That's oh, you gave me permission. All right.
Listen, Tumblr. He's up. He's up there. Tumblr.
That was good. She's like, oh, you giving me permission? Then I absolutely will.
Settle down, Thumbtack.
Well, let's start. No.
Where do we start?
So, you give it a 2.5?
Yes, I give it 2.5. Wow.
You gave it. Didn't you give it 3.5?
I'm giving it a 3.
A 3. Well,
it's not that far off.
It really isn't that far off.
Nothing's happening.
No, I just didn't see her giving it less than you.
In fact, I thought she might be like, no, well, I thought it was nice because of the introduction of the
person. I was kind. I was kind for the first two episodes because I thought it was going to go somewhere with his character.
By 3, you thought
it's
it was going to pick up.
It's a 2.5. Take it or leave it.
She's starting to come over to more my side now. I'm feeling it.
I think I'm on this side of the table by myself.
What would you rate?
I'm only at 3.5. Like, I didn't go crazy.
3.5?
I'm at 3.5. Oh. I'm at 3.5. Yeah. I like 3.5.
There's
I like
2.5, 3, 3.5.
And I'm gonna only give. Got I would have given it a 3, but I'm at that other half because I like the cameos. I love Steven Root.
Well, cameos are nice.
I love Danny Trejo.
But like,
I thought it was fun.
No,
I thought
you know
we,
what?
I thought we needed
I would,
something
I'd,
like
I'd
that.
I'd scooch it up to 2.45 mics for Danny Trejo.
There you go. It's only halves. It goes by halves.
No, you were at a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't scoop it up to 3.75.
Take it or leave it. No, 2.75.
2.75.
2.75 for Danny
closer?
Trejo.
Two and three quarters because of Danny Trejo.
Lower, higher. Where Price is Right all of a sudden. All right, gang. There it is. Boba Fett, Book of Boba Fett, Episode 3 in the books. I'm still looking forward to 4.
Yeah.
I'm still looking forward to it. I want to see how this whole mess plays out.
But I'm like, I swear to God, if they give me Episode 4
I'm definitely not
going to
rewatch. I'm definitely not rewatching.
It's going right back down to 2.5 at best.
Yeah, it's definitely not a rewatch show for me. It's too much coming up. But speaking of what's coming up, going back to some of our news, we saw a sneak peek at Moon Knight, but we're going to see a full-on trailer. I believe the NFL... game that's on the wild card game.
So that's today.
That's tonight. Today. Yeah, they're gonna play
right now in 4 o'clock. I don't know which one they're doing it at.
They're doing the full on trailer, so it'll be on the web anyway. I don't care if it's a football game. They'll just pump it onto the web as soon as it's done. But they're doing the full on Moon Knight trailer. Looks good. I'm excited.
You know,
I'm excited.
I was always kind of suspect because it wasn't my character. I did a little background on it, and I'm like, I can. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
like we've said.
It's supposed to be the most vicious, realistic Disney. Anyway, I don't think it's gonna be
Disney.
It's not gonna quite be Daredevil.
Speaking of that, because everybody's like, "Oh, it's Disney." When does Disney finally say, "You know what? We need to separate this because we know where that
a more
plus
sophisticated adult section,
right?"
Versus
and I think and I think that this is kind of
they could put like a kid filter on it. Like what I'm saying is you know how Netflix has Netflix and then there's Netflix Kids where you
absolutely.
Have a parent's parent
right.
You could
absolutely.
Probably try to have that but for Disney
Plus. Yeah,
but I want
I
Disney
hope
not to
God they do
because there is a bunch of stuff
that.
Missing in the catalog that they could put up, but I think part of it is they don't want to put it on because it's too adult.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And they could just do a kid filter. Absolutely.
Right.
And then done. That takes care of literally everything.
They put everything on that they want.
But I want Disney to start making more adult driven stuff. Not just, hey, it's, we took a property from somebody else,
I think
I want Disney to start making the movie.
I agree with you, but I think the hard part for them, it just goes back to the same reason Batman's a PG-13.
Yep.
Moon Knight.
Marketing.
Star Wars.
Marketing.
It's toys. So if you're not making it for kids, who's buying the toys? I mean, collectors, but they're not going to make
them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yep. You're right.
Moon Knight toys. They're going to buy the... Yeah. You know what I mean? So they'll soften up Daredevil a little bit when he finally comes into the MCU. You know what I mean? Full on. Not
God,
just
I don't want. I don't want softened up Daredevil. No,
have to. It's not going to be the same. You're not going to get that Holloway scene. You're not going to get the same.
Oh God.
It's just going to be. It's going to be.
Oh my gosh,
yeah, it is. It was amazing.
That's one of the
but
best
it was on Netflix,
scenes.
And they couldn't care less. So they're going to have to because it's going to
so
be on Disney,
mad.
And they want to sell the toys.
I never thought about a softened up Daredevil before, and I'm like, oh no.
Because the Netflix shows even the Daredevil, I don't remember seeing much in the way of like action figures and toys for those. There's some out there. There's certainly the higher end collectibles, the Hot Toys
and whatever.
I can't see
anyone getting a Jessica Jones.
But there's not like there's not just the exactly. There's not just like little action figures and stuff like that. So when Disney starts doing their version, there'll be a lot of toys behind it.
Yeah.
And then he's coming in at the yellow suit. So there's another reason. You have the yellow suit, the black suit,
the
red suit.
That was only a rumor.
Well, I hope it's just a rumor.
It's just a rumor.
I seriously doubt it's a rumor. At some point, I think they'll do it because they want to sell toys. Like how many
yellow?
Look at how many costumes Captain America had. Just Captain America alone.
Yeah,
forget
but
about
they
Iron
all
Man.
Looked the same.
No, they didn't. They were vastly. No, they were very different.
They were different.
And they sold the toys between like the goofy original versus the original version they did in. You know, first Avenger, then the the costumey looking, then the Avengers one, and then you know what I mean, like they did in the stealth suit, and then yada yada. I kept going on. Mm-hmm. There was no reason for him to change the costume look.
Yeah.
Ever forget about it. After we passed Avengers, there was no reason other than that was kind of goofy, but you know there was no reason to change it other than to sell his toys. There's a reason there's 90,000 Iron Man outfits. Because
because there was 90,000 different Iron Man. There was a Mach 1, Mach 2, Mach 3.
Right, that's what, but yeah, because they're selling toys. They're selling toys. I mean,
this is true.
Hot Toys has, that's like their largest line is the diecast Iron Man. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
They can't come out with other characters. Like there's been toys that have been like on like mock-up or previewed at the Comic-Cons that haven't come out for years. But they've done like 70 more Iron Man. Like they're just pumping them out. They're pumping them out like they're free.
Because they can.
Because they can. Oh, they're doing like, now they're doing like venomized everything. So,
oh, I've seen some of that stuff,
That's a pain in the ass. They did a venomized Iron Man. So,
yeah.
They just,
I think
like, here's our two most popular, smush them together.
It's also, I'm like, come on.
I'm okay with all like the fan art stuff that comes out because this is pretty cool.
Yeah, fan art stuff is cool.
But it's like, all right, enough. Yeah, it's like, all right, enough is enough.
That's exactly what they're going to do with the toys for Daredevil and everything. You know, they're just going to make tons of money off the stuff. So that's why, you know, going back to, you can't do really adult versions of it. You know what I mean? It has to be.
Unless you come out with Disney Plus for, like, with the parent.
At night.
Lock or child lock.
Disney
or something.
Plus at night.
like Nick at night. Nick at night, too.
No, that's not what I was thinking about. No. Cinemax at night. Remember that?
Yeah.
Cinemax
at night? Yeah.
Exactly.
After 7 o'clock is when the good stuff comes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shit, it's Scrambled. I can watch Scrambled.
Squint your eyes.
That's right. So there it is. All right, gang. Any final words on Boba Fett? Or are we just looking forward to next episode?
Looking forward to the next episode.
Yeah.
Cool. Hopefully it's better. Same hopefully here. It's longer than 34 minutes.
Everything you just said, Larry. Thank everything you just said.
And we'll schedule our Spaceballs review. We'll have a schedule that coming up soon. We'll put that on list for our February 6th, whatever.
February something.
I think it's the 6th is our next long day podcast. So something we hadn't done, haven't fleshed out yet. So I'll do that. We'll put Spaceballs on that. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. You know what I wanted to do before we jumped off, and I should have did this at the beginning. I completely apologize. I apologize because I said we would do this if we got, where'd it go? Where's my shows? I'm just going to read it. All right. So our first review has come in.
Oh
my gosh.
Yes. Hey. All right. From Kenny or Ken.
Shout out to Ken.
5 stars. I love this podcast. Marco, you have an amazing radio voice, which makes it such a joy to listen to. I don't know what y'all fuckers are doing. Love the back and forth with your guests. Hey. Keep up the great work, Ken. So there's our first official podcast review. So if you guys would like to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, we would love it. And we will read it on the show. Next time I'll do it at the top of the show, not at the end of the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just hit me. I knew there was something else I wanted to do.
As long as we get it out there.
If Marco can make a note. Like make notes, that would be, I would be dangerous.
You should buy a pack of sticky notes.
Or I could just do it since I have a laptop in front of me that has notes.
Well, clearly
I could
that
just
hasn't
use worked. The just billions use- of dollars technology that's sitting on this desk.
That could work.
Maybe
your
I
phone?
Could just use that. Yeah, between my laptop and my phone, I could do something like that. And I will going forward. All right, gang. Thank you so much for listening. Again, we're Entertainment Rants. Find us online at entertainmentrants.com. Send us an email at engage@entertainmentrants or see us on our social media, Entertainment Rants, and on Twitter at Entertain Rants. All right. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mila.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, get out there. Keep ranting, everybody.